8.24.
Part 3.
Eloise will go,
said Hartley angrily.
I haven't had one day without problems since I met her. You are right, Vivian. Eloise must go before I can take you home. But she will go. I have decided.
Then,
said Vivian,
my answer is yes. I will be yours.
She looked into his eyes, and Hartley could hardly believe his luck.
Promise me,
he said.
I promise,
repeated Vivian softly. He looked at her happily.
I will come for you tomorrow,
he said.
Tomorrow,
she repeated. Hartley stood up to leave, and she turned back to the window with a smile. An hour and 40 minutes later, Hartley stepped off the train when it stopped in the suburbs. He walked to his house, went inside, and walked up the stairs. A woman ran into his arms, and they kissed. She had dark hair and was wearing a beautiful white blouse and a dark green skirt.